All right, Enzo Lopes, man. Great to see you, man. It's been a while. Brazil's best ever finish. You rode really well today. You got to be stoked.
Oh, yeah. I'm on cloud nine right now. It was really good. You know, I only raced once this year in Brazil. So, you know, to pull out today, 14th, I think, and 11th, second motor, you know, getting close to Kenny and Maxime, you know, those guys are really good, you know. And like I said, I haven't raced. So to get Brazil's best finish, it's unreal.
It's first race, big race in a while. How were the nerves?
Dude, to be honest, I was mostly nervous yesterday, you know, and because I was trying to qualify Brazil, and which I had bike problems, so it wasn't really well. But today I was actually calm. I got good starts. You know, I'm on a fully stock bike, only with my AK forks, actually. But it was unreal. Track was really demanding, really tough. So I had to be patient, and it worked for me.
Yeah, you can't see anything. Rain, mist, and you're trying to find the ruts. It didn't look like fun to me.
No, it was miserable. Yeah, I wish I was at home on my couch, to be honest.
How'd you make it work though? Like, did you find new lines all the time? Did you follow some guys? Like,
to be honest, I was just trying to float the track as much as I could. You know, like I said, my setup wasn't that good, so I was just trying to be patient, take my time, and of course get a good start and just follow the guys. Like, I got behind Kenny, and then I just saw the lines he was taking. I was just trying to follow him. And then I felt like I could make the pass, but then I made some mistakes. Yeah. And then I was already in 11, so I'm like, maybe I want to stay here, no? So, yeah, I dropped back a little bit.
Yeah, it seemed like one of those things watching guys where, like, you could gain a guy, but then if you take the wrong rut in the wrong corner, you lose 2 seconds, and maybe he takes the wrong rut in the wrong corner the next one, and you gain those seconds back.
Yeah, I mean, every turn there's, like, 20 ruts, even in the landings. Like, it was literally the hardest track I've ever ridden in my life. I've never seen anything like that, to be honest. And, yeah, like, you saw bunch of good guys crashing, you know. Even I think Favre crashed, and maybe he's hurt, I don't know. Lucas crashed too, you know, so it's tough. So I just took my time, and I'm just happy to be healthy.
How was the fitness and everything for these kind of motos?
Fitness wise was good, actually. Just my arm, like, people know, it's not 100% yet, so like at the end of the motos I can feel like a little bit lack of strength.
That was my next question. How was the arm?
Yeah, it wasn't the best, but I don't think it ever will be, you know. So I'll just have to deal with it for now.
Like you told us on the show, outdoors is easier, right?
Yes, correct. But yeah, it was still tough.
Well, cool, man. Hey, great to see you. Good job. Your country's proud of you, so that's awesome, man. Great work.
Thank you, Steve. And yeah, always, Steve, Pope Nation. Yes, correct. Yes, always.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.